USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Despite being attacked by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 2016 GOP presidential candidate and former Ohio Governor John Kasich spoke out against President Trump at the Democratic National Convention.
Many of us have been deeply concerned about the current path we've been following for the past 4 years. It's a path that's led to division, dysfunction, irresponsibility, and growing vitriol between our citizens. Continuing to follow that path will have terrible consequences for America's soul. I'm a lifelong Republican, but that attachment holds second place to my responsibility to my country. That's why I've chosen to appear at this convention. In normal times, something like this would probably never happen, but these are not normal times.
Kasich was one of four well-known Republicans to speak in support of Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The heat has brought rolling blackouts in California, and USA's Tim Berg has the details.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding an investigation into two nights of rolling blackouts that occurred during a prolonged heat wave and increased energy use.
You deserve and also demand what happened and the implications of what this means to the future, and that's exactly what we've initiated over the course of the last 48 hours.
The blackouts affected hundreds of thousands of Californians who are also dealing with temperatures well over 100 degrees.
Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, who has opposed local mask mandates and even sued over one in Atlanta, has signed a new executive order that allows local governments to enact their own mask requirements to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. The one issued over the weekend says residents and visitors of the state are strongly encouraged to wear face coverings when they are outside of their homes, except when eating, drinking, or exercising outside. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill backtracked its plans to reopen campuses for in-person learning, saying it will have to shift to remote learning amid a surge of coronavirus cases among their students. The announcement came just 1 week after the university, one of the largest in the country to resume in-person learning, began classes for the fall semester. The university said it has recorded a more than 10% jump in cases among the 954 students tested. The school said it will switch to all remote learning starting Wednesday and offer students the opportunity to cancel resident hall requests with no penalties. The CDC reported 135 new COVID-19 cases and four new clusters. Following the death of President Trump's brother Robert Trump, disenchanted critics of the president have been tweeting the hashtag #WrongTrump as if to say it should have been the president who passed away. As of this morning, the hashtag was the second highest trending on Twitter with over 100,000 tweets, including a number of journalists and an NAACP leader. Bishop Talbert Swan, who is a pastor, radio host, and president of the Springfield, Massachusetts branch of the NAACP, said, "Dear Grim Reaper, you took the wrong Trump." A number of the posts bearing the hashtags were expressing distaste for the trend, even by some who opposed the president. Robert Trump died 11 days before what would have been his 72nd birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.